With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One person is dead, 22 injured, after a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade Wednesday. Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves says three suspects have been detained. Graves said they're reviewing video of several parade goers who tackled one suspect. A local radio DJ has been identified as the person who was killed. The Kansas City Chiefs said their hearts go out to the victims, their families, and all of Kansas City. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik of New York says the House did the right thing in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We executed our constitutional duty impeaching Secretary Mayorkas for violating his oath to support and defend the Constitution, subvert the rule of law, and breach the American public's trust.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Seth Sutel reports stocks rebounded in Wednesday trading.
Stocks recovered much of their sharp losses from a day before, which were triggered by worries that interest rates will stay high for months longer than had been hoped. The S&P 500 rose 1% Wednesday. That's good for more than two-thirds of the loss from Tuesday, which followed a hotter-than-expected report on inflation. The Dow added 151 points. That's about four-tenths of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3%. Small company stocks did even better. The Russell 2000 Index rose 2.4%. DaVita, Lyft, and other stocks climbed after reporting stronger results for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
A pair of climate protesters are arrested after dumping pink powder over the case containing the U.S. Constitution Wednesday afternoon at the National Archives in D.C. Security guards stood by while it happened. Police arrived and took 2 men into custody. Officials closed down the archives for the rest of the day. It's one of many assaults by climate radicals who attack historic artifacts and artwork. This is SRN News. California college students are gender confused.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations says Ukraine will need nearly $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following the Russia invasion. That will include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The giant building that was constructed in the late 18th century is the main Orthodox church in the city. This is SRN News. An Israel-Lebanon skirmish breaks out in northern Israel. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Tension along Israel's northern border with Lebanon heated up on Wednesday when Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists fired multiple rocket barrages into northern Israel. Targets included the ancient city of Sfat, Israeli army and air force bases nearby. One woman was killed and 8 others wounded by the lethal firings. Ironically, the new attacks came as word of a new truce between Israel and Lebanon-based terrorist groups was circulating. Meanwhile, the solid political unity displayed by Israel appears to be dissipating. Israel's war cabinet has been accused by right-wing politicians of surrendering to Hezbollah after the latest attacks produced responses residents felt were insignificant. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.